Welcome back to Deaton B. College. Today we're building something really useful for drum and bass arrangement, a roughneck edit. More specifically, we're making a filtered breakdown stretch from scratch in Ableton Live 12. This is one of those moves that gives your track real attitude. It's not just a filter sweep, and it's not just an effects wash. The whole point is to take a bass phrase that already has identity, stretch it into a tension-filled breakdown, strip away the sub, bring out the mids, and make the return to the drop feel massive. In DNB, that matters a lot. A strong breakdown edit does three jobs at once. It creates contrast, it keeps the track moving, and it makes the next drop hit harder when it comes back in. So if you're working on darker rollers, jungle-influenced ideas, neural-leaning bass music, or anything with a club-focused transition, this is a very smart tool to have. The first thing to understand is that this kind of edit needs a real source. Don't start with random atmosphere and hope it turns into something meaningful. Start with an actual bass phrase that already works in context. Ideally, it's a one-bar or two-bar phrase from your drop, or a strong variation of it. That matters because the listener should feel like the breakdown is a mutation of the main bassline, not some unrelated texture pasted on top. If your bass is MIDI, keep the MIDI version and also print an audio version. If it's already audio, duplicate the lane so you can process one version freely. For this kind of work, audio is your friend. It gives you more control over slicing, stretching, and shaping the phrase like a sample. Before you process anything, make an A or B decision. Is your source phrase more mid-led or more sub-led? For a roughneck hit, the mid-led version usually wins. You want the breakdown to speak clearly in the mids, because that's where the tension reads best on smaller systems and in the mix overall. If you leave too much sub in there, the section can turn muddy instead of menacing. What to listen for here is identity. Does the phrase have a recognizable contour? A wobble? A growl movement? A stutter? A call and response idea? If the source is too static, the edit won't have enough character to stretch into something convincing. Once you've got the right phrase, print it to audio if it isn't already. Consolidate it, flatten it, or resample it onto its own track. Keep it tight. Usually 1 to 4 bars is enough. Rename it right away so you know exactly what version you're working with. That sounds simple, but it makes the whole process faster and cleaner, especially if you start making multiple versions. Now decide the breakdown length before you get lost in sound design. In DNB, 4 bars is great for a punchy turnaround, 8 bars gives you more room to build tension, and 16 bars only really makes sense if the track needs real breathing space before the next impact. Set the timing first, then stretch the phrase into that space. Warp the audio so it fits the arrangement, but don't over-quantize it into something rigid and lifeless. A slightly dragged feel can sound much more dangerous than a perfectly locked grid. If the phrase has strong hits, place warp markers so the main accents stay where they should. If it's more textural, let the gaps between hits breathe a little more. What to listen for is pulse. The edit should still feel connected to the track, but it should also feel suspended, like pressure hanging in the air. If the timing is too stiff, the breakdown loses tension. If it gets too loose, you lose the DJ-friendly momentum that keeps the arrangement moving. Now for the main shaping tool. Put auto filter on the audio track. Start with a low-pass filter. That's your core move. Begin with the cutoff fairly low, somewhere in the darker range, and then automate it opening over the length of the breakdown. Keep resonance moderate. You want edge and character, but not that whistling, overcooked ring that starts fighting the drums. A strong breakdown shape often starts closed and smoky for the first couple of bars, opens up in the middle so the mids become more obvious, and then either opens fully or gets pulled back down sharply before the drop. That final motion matters a lot. A slow opening builds pressure, but a last bar chope or reset can make the return hit even harder. Why this works in DNB is simple. The breakdown needs movement without losing the identity of the bass. You're not just sweeping a filter for the sake of it. You're shaping the emotional arc of the phrase. That's what makes it feel intentional instead of generic. The next part is the stretch feel. This is where you move beyond just time stretching and start editing the internal dynamics of the phrase. Split or trim the clip so the strongest hit lands in a useful place, then let the tail stretch into space. Use clip gain or volume automation to soften repeated attacks. Hold selected notes a little longer or create tiny dips before key filter moments. You don't need huge moves here. Often 1 to 3 dB is enough. Keep it musical. You're not fading the track out. You're shaping a performance. If the phrase already feels tense, readable, and a little dangerous, that's a good sign. Now add some controlled grit. A very solid stock chain for this is auto filter into saturator into EQ8. If the source is already heavy, overdrive can also work nicely instead of saturator. Keep the drive controlled, just enough to thicken the mids and make the phrase audible when the sub is gone. Then use EQ8 to clean up what the distortion brings out. If the breakdown starts to bloom too much around the low mids, cut some mud. If the filter opening gets harsh, smooth out the upper mids a little. Small corrections go a long way. What to listen for now is whether the phrase still feels like a bassline. If it starts sounding like a generic effect, you've gone too far. The original groove should still be present, even if it's filtered and mangled. That identity retention is the whole game. Now make a choice about the sub. In most roughneck edits, the cleanest move is to remove the sub entirely. That gives you contrast, clarity, and a much bigger return when the drop comes back. If you really need continuity, you can leave a ghost sub layer underneath, but keep it extremely quiet and restrained. Maybe only on certain beats, maybe heavily filtered, maybe just enough to suggest weight without actually filling the low end. If you keep any low end in there, check it in mono. The breakdown should not depend on width in the low frequencies. In club music, the core needs to stay centered and solid. Let the texture spread if you want, but keep the weight tight. You can also use utility to manage stereo width. Keep the low end mono, and only let the upper harmonics feel wider if necessary. Be careful with any chorus-like movement or stereo tricks. They can sound exciting in headphones, but if the bass loses authority in mono, the edit is too dependent on width. At this point, put the edit back into context with your drums. Don't judge it solo for too long. In drum and bass, the breakdown has to work against the memory of the groove. You want it to feel like a deliberate breath before impact, not just a loop that slowly gets quieter. A really useful arrangement shape is this. The first couple of bars start with some drop energy decaying and the edit entering filtered and tight. The middle bars open further, the drums thin out, and the atmosphere increases. Then a snare roll, fill, or pickup leads into the drop return. If you're placing the edit before a last bar fill, make sure the final filtered movement doesn't mask the snare or crash. Leave room for the punctuation. What to listen for here is separation. Does the breakdown leave space for the drums to speak? And does the final bar make the return feel inevitable? If the answer is yes, you're very close. Once the idea works, commit it to audio. That's a big intermediate level habit to build. Printing the best version lets you stop overworking it and focus on arrangement instead of endless tweaking. After that, refine the first and last bars. Make sure the breakdown enters clearly, and make sure the return to the drop is clean and forceful. If the middle works, but the edges feel messy, smooth the automation or add a tiny fade where needed. A good roughneck edit should still sound like your bass line when soloed, still leave room for the drums, and still hold together in mono. That's a really solid quality check. If it only works as a soloed sound design trick, it's probably too detailed. If it only works in the full mix, it may not have enough identity on its own. You want the sweet spot in the middle. A great little versioning habit is to make three prints if you can. One version that's more closed and claustrophobic, one that's balanced and readable, and one that's more open for a bigger pre-drop lift. That way, you can choose the version that serves the arrangement, instead of forcing one sound to do every job. And here's a really important reminder. Know when to stop. A rough neck breakdown does not need to keep evolving every bar. If the filter motion, rhythm, and tonal contrast already work, leave it alone. More processing often just strips away the attitude you were trying to preserve in the first place. So to recap, start with a bass phrase that already has identity. Print it to audio. Decide the breakdown length. Warp it so it fits the arrangement without killing the groove. Shape it with auto filter. Add controlled saturation or overdrive. Clean it with EQ, and decide whether the sub disappears completely or stays only as a ghost. Keep the core centered. Check the edit against the drums and commit the best version to audio once it speaks. Why this works in DNB is because the contrast is doing the heavy lifting. You're not just making a breakdown quieter. You're turning a bass line into a shadow of itself, and that shadow makes the drop return feel huge. Now I want you to actually use this. Take one existing bass phrase and build a 4-bar roughneck breakdown stretch with only stock Ableton devices. Keep the sub mostly removed. Print it, and make two versions if you have time. One darker and more closed, one more open and aggressive. Then drop both into the arrangement and see which one gives the next section more impact. That's the move. Clean, heavy, and proper DNB pressure.